الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: إن الله تعالى يبسط يده بالليل ليتوب مسيء النهار، ويبسط يده بالنهار ليتوب مسيء الليل، حتى تطلع الشمس من مغربها، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. Respected ulama, honorable elders, my young friends and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When a person accepts Iman, and becomes a mu'min, a believer, he immediately becomes the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The great Sahabi Hadrat Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came into the company of the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and he said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, I wish to accept Islam. I wish to become a mu'min. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stretched out his hand and ask Amr ibn As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was until yesterday a very staunch enemy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, to stretch out his hand also and to put his hand in the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, so that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam can make him recite the kalima and he could enter the fold of Islam. Amr ibn As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu stretched out his arm and before he could place his hand into the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he pulled his hand back towards himself. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "O Amr, did you not say you wanted to accept Islam?" So Amr ibn As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Yes, I wish to accept Islam, but I wish to put a condition. Uridu ashtarit." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "What is your condition?" So Amr ibn As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, "What about the consequences of the sins that I have committed till this minute? I was your enemy. I was the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was the enemy of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was the enemy of your companions. I was the enemy of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what about my sins? Because my motive in accepting Islam is to acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and salvation in the hereafter. So if I am prepared to forego all my unlawful desires and wishes and accept Islam, and thereafter I find myself being questioned on the day of Qiyamah for the things that I had done before accepting Islam, there is no point in my accepting Islam. So I wish to put a condition, and that condition is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should forgive all the mistakes that I have committed before accepting Islam." So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Ama ta'lamu ya Amr anna al-Islam yahdimu ma kana qablah?" O Amr, do you not know? As soon as a person accepts Islam, his acceptance of Islam wipes away all his past sins. So when a person accepts Islam, when he enters the fold of Iman, when he becomes a believer, when he becomes a mu'min, he immediately becomes the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All his past sins are forgiven. Now he has either of two choices. Does he wish to remain an ordinary friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or does he wish to become a special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this, my friends, is the decisive moment. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum minadh dhulumati ila an-nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the friend of each and every believer. And each and every believer is the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great favor. Every mu'min, every believer is the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the friend of every believer, every mu'min. But as soon as a person enters the fold of Islam, fold of Iman, and becomes the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has either of two choices. Does he wish to remain an ordinary friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or does he wish to move forward and become a special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The answer is obvious. Every mu'min, every believer loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore he will wish to become a special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will not want to remain an ordinary friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is also a great ni'mat. To have been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a friend. Whether it's a special friendship or an ordinary friendship, it is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is not our goal. This is not our objective. Our objective, our goal is to become the special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, we have a choice. Do we want to remain an ordinary friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or do we wish to become a special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The answer is obvious. We wish to become a special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each person will say, I do not want to remain an ordinary friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I wish to become a special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people who, after accepting Islam, do not carry out the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are practically saying, we are happy with this ordinary friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verbally they may be saying, we want to become special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if they are not performing salah, if they are not giving zakah, if they are not performing hajj, if they are not fasting in the month of Ramadan, if they are not abstaining from the filth of the sins of the tongue, sins of the eyes, sins of the ears, sins of the other limbs of the body, then despite their tongues declaring that we wish to become the special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, practically they are saying, we are quite happy with our ordinary friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only that person can become the special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who, after accepting Iman, adopts the life of taqwa. The life of abstinence from each and every disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Behold, listen carefully. Open your ears and listen. Ala, listen carefully. Inna awliya Allah. Indeed, the special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la khawfun alayhim, there is no fear upon them, wala hum yahzanun, and they will not grieve. The special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will neither fear nor grieve, neither in this world nor in the hereafter. Special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen carefully. The special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will neither fear nor grieve. And who are these special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Alladhina amanu. Those people who accept Iman, وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ, and thereafter live a life of taqwa. They accept Iman without a shadow of doubt. They accept each and everything conveyed to them by their beloved messenger, sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And thereafter, they enlighten their hearts with the noor of taqwa. They exert effort. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. They strive. Whatever sacrifice they have to give in order to save themselves from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are prepared to give that sacrifice. They give that sacrifice. They are prepared to let go of all the unlawful desires only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only to acquire the special friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They strive. They exert effort. When the nafs invites them to do something which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they displease the nafs but do not displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They sacrifice the wishes of the nafs for the wishes of the Creator. Before taking any step, they ask this question within themselves: if I take this step, is this step going to please my Creator or is it going to displease the Creator? All the time they are thinking about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And through this effort, through this mujahada, through this struggle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlightens their hearts with the noor of taqwa. And once their hearts are enlightened with the noor of taqwa, they become so pure, these hearts, that these hearts will not be able to tolerate the filth of sin, filth of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This heart will run away from sins. It will not be able to tolerate the filth of zina. It will not be able to tolerate the filth of swearing. It will not be able to tolerate the filth of lying. It will not be able to tolerate the filth of stealing. It will not be able to tolerate the filth of any disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be it minor or major, because of the noor of taqwa, because the heart is purified and very clean. The heart does not look at sins and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this aspect, that is this a minor disobedience or is it a major disobedience. This heart becomes very, very sensitive. Disobedience is disobedience, be it major or minor. Be it major or minor, filth is filth, dirt is dirt. Sin is dirt. Sin is filth. Disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dirt. Disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is filth. Major disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is filth and dirt. And similarly, minor disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also dirt and filth. And this heart becomes so sensitive that it hates this filth. It cannot go near to this filth. It cannot tolerate this filth. So 99.9% of the time, he is safeguarded from the filth of sin because of the noor of taqwa in his head, in his heart. And if overcome by circumstances, he finds himself that he has committed a sin, whether major or whether minor, he will immediately feel the filth and the dirt of that sin on his heart. Why? Because his heart is clean. It is clean, pure. So even a very insignificant amount of filth will be felt immediately by the heart. It is like a person who comes on Friday with a clean, washed, white jubba, and he is coming towards the masjid, and if even an insignificant amount of dirt was to fall on his jubba, he would immediately feel the dirt that is on his jubba. But my friends, our hearts are like the apron of the motor mechanic. It is not like the clean jubba on Friday. From top to bottom, it is oily, it is dirty, it is black, full of stains. So never mind the minor sin, we commit major sin. And not major sin, major sins after sins. But because the apron is filthy, you cannot feel the dirt coming on the apron. It is so dirty that you don't feel it. So our hearts are not like the white jubba that is worn on the day of Eid or on Friday. It is like the apron of the motor mechanic. What we need to do, my friends, is to exert effort. Mujahada, mujahada. Through this mujahada, slowly, 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 the heart will become clean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will clean our heart, and within months, within weeks, within days, we will find that the noor of taqwa has entered our hearts, and our heart has illuminated. It has become pure, it has become clean, and now it has become so clean and so pure that it can not tolerate the filth of sin. It tends to stay away from sins. And if ever the filth of sin sets on the heart, it cannot sit in peace. It forces the person to bow down before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. And he cannot get up from that sujood, from the sajda, until he feels content that my Creator has forgiven me and he has washed away the dirt and the filth from my heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing the muttaqeen, the people with the noor of taqwa, mentions in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. The muttaqeen, the people of taqwa, the people who have the noor of taqwa, are those whom, إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً, when overcome by nafs, overcome by environment, overcome by the wrong company, when they were to commit a major sin, أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, or a minor sin, ذَكَرُ اللَّهِ, ذَكَرُ اللَّهِ, ذَكَرُ اللَّهِ, the heart is so clean, so pure, that immediately they would feel the filth, they would remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go into prostration, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ, they would say, أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ, أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ, أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ, oh Allah forgive my sins, oh Allah forgive my sins, وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا. Their hearts are so pure that they cannot continue bringing this filth on their hearts. They repent, oh Allah forgive me, oh Allah forgive me, oh Allah clean my heart. As soon as he goes into prostration and he says, oh Allah clean my heart, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِّن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. I immediately forgive that person and open the doors of Jannat for him. How do we get the noor of taqwa in our hearts, my friends? Once the nur of taqwa is there, alhamdulillah, it will become very easy to protect ourselves from sins. Very easy. Because of the nur of taqwa, because of the heart being clean and pure, it will not tolerate the filth of sin. So it will run away from the filth of sin. It's like somebody who likes cleanliness, who is very sensitive in regard to remaining clean. He will never walk into a filthy street. As soon as he finds himself going in a street which is full of filth, he'll want to run away from there. He would not want to even see the filth. This is the condition of that heart that is illuminated with the nur of taqwa. It runs away from the filth of sins. It cannot go into the wrong environment. It could not sit in the wrong company. It just can't. But if by mistake a person finds himself in the wrong street, walking in the wrong place, and he dirties his clothes, then he will not be able to sit in peace until he removes those clothes, he washes himself, and he washes the clothes, and he puts on a new pair of clothes. He will not be able to sit in peace. So once we acquire the nur of taqwa, my friends, we will not be able to tolerate the filth of sin. So we'll run away from sins. We'll run away from those environments which bring the filth of sin upon our hearts. Our hearts will incline towards masajid, not markets. Our hearts will not incline towards those gatherings which are full of fusaq and fujjar, which are full of those people who are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our hearts will not incline to those environments where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is openly disobeyed. Because we have become very sensitive now. Our heart cannot tolerate the filth. And if we do find sometimes in a circumstance where we are unable to move out, and if the filth sets on our hearts, then we will not be able to sit in peace until we repent and purify our heart. Once the nur of taqwa enters our hearts, then there is no problem, inshallah. But how do we acquire this nur of taqwa? How do we acquire this nur of taqwa? The method of acquiring the nur of taqwa is, number one, mujahada. And this is the principal method, mujahada. What is mujahada? Mujahada is struggle. Struggle against the nafs. When the nafs desires to do something which is disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you force the nafs, you curb the nafs, you force the nafs to stay away from the disobedience. However difficult it may seem, my friends, force the nafs. You just can't look at this lady because she is not mahram for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders you not to look at this lady. Now the nafs demands that I want to acquire the pleasure by looking at this young lady that is coming towards me. And mujahada and struggle demands that you should not look at the lady. And because there is no nur of taqwa in the heart, a person does not see this as a filthy item. So he wishes to look at this non-mahram lady, and he wishes to fulfill the desire that is within himself. Force yourself. This is the path to acquiring the nur of taqwa, my friends. When the nafs becomes lazy in fulfilling a particular command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, force that nafs to fulfill that command. The first time it will be very hard, second time it will be very hard again, third time it will be very hard, fourth time again very hard, fifth time again very hard, sixth time it will be hard, seventh time it will be hard, eighth time it will be hard, difficult. Ninth time it will be difficult and hard. Tenth time it will be difficult and hard. And thereafter slowly, 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 the nafs will give in. The nafs will give in. When a person exerts mujahada, when he struggles, it is like trying to chain the nafs. It is like trying to put the nafs in the prison. So you will face encounter from the nafs, because the nafs wishes to remain free. But if you continue to curb him, if you continue to curb him, a time will come when he will give up. The nafs will give up. And the nafs will become so weak that mujahada will become very easy afterwards. To control your desires will become very easy. And once controlling the desire becomes easy, you will continue to control your desires, you will continue to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will continue to oppose your nafs, and you will continue to do those things which bring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through this manner, the heart will become less filthy, the heart will slowly, slowly acquire the nur of taqwa, that nur of taqwa will increase, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will include you from amongst the muttaqeen, and as soon as you become a muttaqi, then thereafter, inshallah, you have no problem. So we have two choices. Alladhina amanu, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His infinite grace has granted us iman. And through this iman, we are all His friends. Ordinary, but His friends. Now do we want to remain ordinary friends, or do we want to become special friends? If we want to become special friends, then we have to abstain from every disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that we will only be able to do if we acquire the noor of taqwa. And in order to acquire the noor of taqwa, we have to exert mujahada. Mujahada. And in order to make mujahada easy, you need to do two more things. Number one, dhikrullah. Remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two, sitting in the company of the pious people. Sitting in the company of the pious people. So mujahada is the key. If you sit in the company of pious people, if you are doing dhikrullah, so dhikrullah is there and the pious company is there, but if you are not prepared to exert effort yourself, if you are not prepared to struggle, you will get nowhere. And the nafs has become so healthy and so fit, and I and you have become so weak, that without the support of pious company and without the support of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we try to exert mujahada and if we try to struggle, we may just move 1 or 2 inches here and there, but we will not make the destination. We will not make it to the destination. It's like somebody who is suffering from pains in the knees, pains in his joints, all his body is aching, and he wishes to get up. He wishes to get up. And there are two people trying to support him from either side. But he declines to take this help. He says, no, I will do it myself. So he struggles. He exerts effort. He tries all his best to get up. He utilizes all the energies that he has, but he will not be able to get up because he is weak. He does not have the power to get up. Similarly, you have a second person who is in the similar condition or the same condition. He asks the person on his right to support him. He asks the person on the left to support him. And they try to lift him up, but he himself is not prepared to do anything. This person will not be able to get up either. To try to get up is mujahada. And to take support from the person on your right is zikrullah. And to take support from the person on your left is the pious company. Mujahada is essential. You will have to struggle. Pious company, the company of your sheikh, company of Ahlullah, company of the people of the heart. People of the heart means people of that heart which has the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You sit in the company of the pious person, you have a sheikh, you serve him, you try to take his attention towards you, you try to take as much dua as possible from him. You are doing everything. And the dhikr that is being prescribed to you, you are carrying out that dhikr. You are carrying out the meditation, the muraqabah. You are doing everything. But at the time of Fajr, when your eyes open, when the bell rings, you are not prepared to get out of the bed. You are not prepared to exert any effort. Then the company of the sheikh, company of the pious, and the zikrullah will not be able to help you. The essential item is mujahada. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. We open the doors for those people who struggle. Yes, the barakah of zikrullah is there, no doubt. The barakah of the company of the pious is there, no doubt. But the essential item is mujahada. The essential item is mujahada. So you need three things to bring taqwa in your life. The noor of taqwa will enter your heart if number one, you exert mujahada. Number two, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, zikrullah. And you hold fast to the company of a pious person, a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat, jo mili kisi ko akhtar, Hakim Akhtar sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, a renowned sheikh of our time. He says, kisi ahle dil ki sohbat, jo mili kisi ko akhtar, o akhtar. If a person was fortunate to find the company of a pious person, if a person was fortunate to sit in the company of a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if a person was fortunate to be associated with somebody who was the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar, usse aa gaya hai jeena, usse aa gaya hai marna. Then he will know how to live and he will know how to die. He will learn how to live. He will learn how to live means he will live his life according to the wishes of the Creator. And he will learn how to die. That means he will die with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with husna khatima, with the kalima emanating from his tongue. So friends, we have either of two choices. Do we wish to remain ordinary friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The answer is no. No, I know the answer is no. Every mu'min will say, no, I do not want to remain an ordinary friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I wish to become the special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And why not my friends? Why not? Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that my aunt Rubayyah had a row with somebody and a punch up took place and she broke the tooth of somebody. the matter was brought to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The book of Allah subhanahu wa taala will decide." وَكَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ فِيهَا أَنَّ النَّفْسَ بِالنَّفْسِ وَالْعَيْنَ بِالْعَيْنِ وَالْأَنْفَ بِالْأَنْفِ وَالْأُذُنَ بِالْأُذُنِ وَالسِّنَّ بِالسِّنِّ. She has broken the tooth, so her tooth will be broken. قِصَاص. In return, her tooth will be broken. So Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that my uncle, the brother of Rubayyah Binte Nadr, Anas ibn Nadr, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, came to know of this very grave matter. So he came into the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and he said, "O Messenger of Allah, atuksaru saniyatu rubayyi'? Are you saying that the tooth of my sister will be pulled out?" So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Ya Anas, kitabullahi al-qisas." "O Anas, I do not take the decisions. It is the book of Allah that takes the decision. It is the book of Allah that decides. I cannot do anything." So Anas ibn Nadr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Wallahi la tuksaru saniyatu rubayyi'i walladhi nafsi biyadihi la tuksaru saniyatu rubayyi'i." He said, "I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I take oath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who holds my life, my sister's tooth will never be pulled out." Now he was the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The case was brought to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took the decision because the other party was not prepared to forgive. So there was no possibility. But Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when informed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that no, the tooth will be pulled out because this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nothing I can do. So Anas ibn Nadr, out of emotion, out of love for his sister, said, "Walladhi nafsi biyadihi, I swear, I take oath of that being who holds my life, la tuksaru saniyatur rubayya, my sister's tooth will not be pulled out." As soon as he said this, without any effort on anybody's part, the other party came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they said, "We are prepared to forgive Rubayya. We are prepared to forgive Rubayya." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna min ibadillah man law aqsama ala Allah la abarra." There are certain friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who have such a special friendship with Allah that if they were to take oath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I take oath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this will happen or this will not happen, Allah makes it happen. Today, my friends, today, the Muslims are the responsible people for the sufferings of the Muslims throughout the world. The Muslims are the responsible people. We are the first responsible group for our sufferings. Because we have become complacent and we are quite happy with the ordinary friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not want to become the special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And friends, if we look at our practical lives, then if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had attached a string to our being His ordinary friends, and if that string was slightly difficult against our desires, we may have even given away that ordinary friendship. We are His ordinary friends because there is no sacrifice on our part. Believing in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not against any of our desires. We are not giving any sacrifices. believing in the angels, believing in Jannah, believing in Jahannam, believing in Qabr, believing in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no struggle, no sacrifice. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was today to divide His ahkam into two parts, all His do's and all His don'ts in two parts, and if He was to say that upon accepting Iman, you are neither My special friend nor My ordinary friend, if you carry out 50% of the ahkam, then you become ordinary friends, and if you carry out the other 50%, you become special friends. My friends, I think majority of us will not even remain ordinary friends of Allah. It is a bitter pill to swallow, but it is a reality. And we will only be able to solve our problems if we accept realities. We need to learn to understand realities and accept realities. We are not prepared to give any sacrifice for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will only give sacrifice where we do not have to sacrifice our desires, our pleasures. We will only be able to give sacrifice where we don't feel the effects of that sacrifice in our lives. So, Alladhina Amanu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been very kind to us, very merciful to us. He has granted us His ordinary friendship. Let us become muttaqi. Let us acquire the nur of taqwa through mujahada, through effort. Oppose the nafs when it comes to disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in order to make this opposing of the nafs easy, if you already have a shaykh, attach yourself to the shaykh. Attach yourself to the shaykh, go in his company, sit in his company, benefit from his pious company, benefit from his instructions. And it is from this shaykh you take instructions on the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A special course. This is the course for the beginner. When he gets a good grasp of that aspect, then you go on to the second stage. Then you go on to the third stage. Then you go on to the fourth stage. Then you go on to the fifth stage. A time comes when in reality you become the dhakir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is number one with the tongue. Allah, 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 Subhanallah, 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 Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. This is also dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the heart and the mind. Your tongue is busy making a deal with the shopkeeper. So your tongue is busy with dunya, with worldly activity. But your heart and mind is busy remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the dhikr that is desired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the dhikr that is desired. And for everything you need to get in touch with the professionals who have gone through this course, who have acquired this ni'mat, this great blessing of remembering Allah all 24 hours. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Yasin Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, the grandfather of Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, he says that we were granted the fortune by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to read Bukhari Sharif in the company of Shaykhul Hind Maulana Mahmudul Hasan Sahib Deobandi Rahmatullahi Alayhi. And Maulana Mahmudul Hasan Sahib Deobandi Rahmatullahi Alayhi was the Khalifa of the great Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. Shaykhul Hind Maulana Mahmudul Hasan Sahib Deobandi Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Maulana Muhammad Yasin Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi says that throughout the year this was my experience. Throughout the year, we used to enter the classroom We used to sit in front of the Sheikh. The Sheikh used to enter the classroom, he used to sit, he used to open Bukhari Sharif, and he used to begin lecturing on Bukhari Sharif. Maulana Muhammad Yasin Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi says, throughout the year, during his lecture of Bukhari Sharif, we used to hear two things. His tongue lecturing on Bukhari Sharif, and his heart saying Allah, Allah, Allah throughout. Heart was saying Allah, and the tongue was busy lecturing on Bukhari Sharif. What we need to do, my friends, is to find a qualified sheikh. Qualified sheikh. And sit in his company, keep in touch with him, write to him, contact him via email, through telephone, go into his majlis, follow his instructions, and learn dhikr from him, learn remembrance of Allah. One remembrance of Allah is the tasbihat. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wala ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. The tongue is busy remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the heart and mind is sometimes in China and sometimes in America. Sometimes in children, sometimes in wife, sometimes in farming, sometimes in business. The tongue is busy. This, my friends, is also a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't underestimate this. One should not feel to himself that because my heart and mind is somewhere else, so why should I remember Allah with the tongue as well? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants a person to remember him with any limb of his body, that is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart and mind is negligent, but at least the tongue is not negligent. But this is not the superior form of zikr. The superior form of zikr is the zikr of the heart and mind. So tongue, heart and mind. And then after acquiring this status of the remembrance of the heart and mind, when a person gets the opportunity to remember Allah with the tongue as well, then the heart and mind coupled with the tongue, when he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, imagine the barakat of that remembrance. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Behold, listen carefully. Bi dhikrillah, only through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hearts find peace. Only through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hearts find peace. Many young people ask, does that mean if a person does not perform salat, he does not perform hajj, he does not give zakah, he does not fast, but he continually remembers Allah, subhanallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, his heart will find peace? He is in adultery, fornication, consuming alcohol. He is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all aspects. But he is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the tongue. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. The Quran says, only through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hearts find peace. So if a person engages himself in zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all aspects, he should find peace because the Quran says so. My friends, we need to understand which zikr is referred to here in this verse of the Quran. It is the remembrance of the heart that is being referred to. And when a person continually is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his heart and mind, he will never be able to disobey Allah. So when a person remembers Allah with the heart and the mind, he will never disobey Allah. And when he never disobeys Allah, his heart will find peace. Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. So if you have a sheikh, you need to keep in touch with the sheikh. Keep a close contact with the sheikh. And the sheikh has to be qualified. The sheikh has to have the correct aqidah. He should be from the people of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. He should be very, very particular and meticulous in regard to Sharia. Bayazid Bustami rahmatullahi alayhi, a very great saint, he used to say that if you see somebody flying in the air, or if you see somebody walking on water, on the surface of the water, and despite him flying in the air, despite him walking on the surface of the water, if his life is not in accordance to the Sharia, then do not accept him as the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first sign of the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that he obeys all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His life is in accordance with the Sharia. So find a qualified Shaykh, keep in touch with him. Put forward to him your spiritual and religious matters and follow his instructions, and under his supervision, learn to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make your heart dhakir. Make your heart dhakir. مَسَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ كَمَسَلِ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. That heart which remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a living heart. And that heart which does not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a dead heart. What can you expect from a dead heart? A dead heart will always take you towards those things which are disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we are able to do these three things, my friends, mujahada, struggle, with the struggle, company of the Shaykh, guidance of the Shaykh, under his supervision, trying to become the dhakir, the one who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all 24 hours, then mujahada will become very easy. Through these two things. And when a person adopts mujahada, then his heart will be filled with the noor of taqwa. And as soon as the heart is filled with the noor of taqwa, then he will become the special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. And as soon as he becomes the special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will have nothing to fear in this world nor in the hereafter. He will have nothing to fear in this world nor in the hereafter. Why? Because he has become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tum huye hasil to sab hasil huye. Tum huye hasil to sab hasil huye. If I have acquired Allah, then I have acquired everything. Tum huye hasil to sab hasil huye. Tum nahi hasil to kuch hasil nahi. If I could not acquire you, I have not acquired anything. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. If you are not mine, then nothing is mine. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Despite being the king of a country, despite being the prime minister of a country, despite being the president of a country, despite being an MP, a councillor, despite being a very influential person, despite being a very wealthy person, despite being a very healthy person, agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. If you are not mine, then nothing is mine. To ek mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. If you are mine, then everything is mine. The earth is mine and the heavens are mine. لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. There will be no fear, no grief. No fear, no grief in this world. No fear, no grief at the time of death. No fear, no grief in the qabr. No fear, no grief on the day of qiyamah. No fear, no grief at the time of hisab. No fear, no grief on pul sirat. And no fear, no grief after entry into Jannah forever and ever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to become His special friends. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to tread this path correctly and quickly, so that we become His special friends before we depart from this world. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما عتيتنا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اجعلنا من التوابين واجعلنا من المتطهرين واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين المخلصين المخلصين المتقين المحبوبين. اے ارحم الراحمین رحم کا معاملہ فرما, اے اکرم الاکرمین کرم کا معاملہ فرما, یسر و سہولت کا معاملہ فرما, عفو عافیت کا معاملہ فرما, ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما, ہم سب کو صراط مستقیم پر چلنے کی جمنے کی دوسروں کو چلانے کی جمانے کی توفیق عطا فرما, مرنے سے پہلے پہلے مرنے کی تیاری کی توفیق عطا فرما, ہم سب کو اپنا قرب خاص نصیب فرما, اپنی محبت خاصہ نصیب فرما, یقین نصیب فرما, ایمان نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین اپنی محبت عطا فرما, الہ العالمین ہم سب کو اپنی محبت عطا فرما, ہمیں اپنے مقربین میں شامل فرما. الہ العالمین ہم سب کو تقوی والی زندگی نصیب فرما, ہمارے دلوں کو تقوی کے نور سے منور فرما, اپنے محبوب پیغمبر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سچی پکی محبت عطا فرما, الہ العالمین ان کی سنتوں کی پیروی کی توفیق عطا فرما, الہ العالمین آپ کی شریعت کی پیروی نصیب فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین مجاہدے کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین ناجائز خواہشوں کو قربان کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین حسن خاتمہ کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما, آخرت کی تمام منزلوں کو آسان فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین جنت الفردوس میں ہم سب کو داخلہ نصیب فرما, جہنم سے حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین حساب بغیر حساب کے ہم سب کو جنت میں داخلہ نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین ہم میں جو بیمار ہیں انہیں شفائے کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ دائمہ نصیب فرما, ظاہری باطنی جسمانی روحانی بیماریوں سے نجات عطا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین ہم میں جو بے رشتہ ہیں انہیں نیک رشتہ عطا فرما, رشتوں میں جو ناچاکیاں ہیں انہیں ختم فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین جو بے اولاد ہیں انہیں اولاد صالح عطا فرما, اولاد والوں کو اولاد کی طرف سے آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک نصیب فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین جو بے روزگار ہیں انہیں رزق حلال عطا فرما. الہ العالمین جو بے گھر ہیں انہیں بہترین مکانات نصیب فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین جو مقدمات میں پھنسے ہوئے ہیں, اے ارحم الراحمین جو جیلوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں انہیں باعزت رہائی نصیب فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین جو مصیبت زدہ ہیں انہیں عافیت عطا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین جو پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. الہ العالمین جو دین سے دور ہیں انہیں دین سے قریب فرما دے. الہ العالمین جو ہدایت سے دور ہیں انہیں ہدایت سے سرفراز فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, الہ العالمین ہم سب کو ہمارے متعلقین کو اپنے اولیاء صدیقین میں شامل فرما, اپنے اولیاء صدیقین میں شامل فرما, اپنے اولیاء صدیقین میں شامل فرما. اسی حال میں الہ العالمین ہمیں موت نصیب فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین ہماری زبانوں کو تیری یاد سے تر و تازہ فرما دے. الہ العالمین ہمارے دل دماغ میں تیری یاد کو پیوست فرما دے. اے ارحم الراحمین ہمیں انبیاء صدیقین شہداء صالحین کی رفاقت عطا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین جن جن بھائیوں نے بہنوں نے ہمیں دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے لکھا ہے, جو ہم سے متوقع ہیں, جن کا ہم پر حق بنتا ہے, جو ہم سے تعلق رکھتے ہیں, محبت رکھتے ہیں, خصوصاً ہمارے ماں باپ, ہمارے اساتذہ, ہمارے مشائخ, ہمارے دوست احباب, حاضرین مجلس, شرکائے مجلس, سبھی کے تمام جائز نیک مقاصد کو پورا فرما. آپ کے محبوب پیغمبر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی مانگی ہوئی الہ العالمین ساری بھلائیاں ہم سب کو عطا فرما. اور الہ العالمین جن باتوں سے آپ نے پناہ مانگی ہے ہمیں پناہ عطا فرما. اس مسجد میں الہ العالمین, اس مسجد کے مصلیوں میں, یہاں کے مدرسے میں, مدرسے کے طلبہ میں, اساتذہ میں, ائمہ میں الہ العالمین خوب خیر و برکت پیدا فرما. الہ العالمین اس کو ترقیات سے مالا مال فرما, ہدایت کے پھیلنے کا ذریعہ بنا, الہ العالمین تیری محبت کے جاموں کے لٹانے کا مرکز بنا. اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین اس پورے شہر کے اندر جتنی مساجد ہیں, جتنے ادارے ہیں, جتنے مدارس ہیں, جتنے اہل اللہ ہیں, جتنے علماء ہیں, جتنے مشائخ ہیں, الہ العالمین جتنی جماعتیں ہیں, جتنی جمعیتیں ہیں, جتنے مسلمان ہیں, الہ العالمین سب کی حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین غیر مسلم بھی تیرے ہی بندے ہیں, الہ العالمین ان کے ساتھ بھی لطف و کرم کا معاملہ فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ سیدنا و مولانا محمد.